Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Okay, let's start this shit.
Here we go.
Maybe tomorrow.
Is that loud?
I wanna settle down.
Just keep it there.
Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
Okay, I'm bored of that. Can I play you the thing that's been... the audio is superb. Can I play this? This has been making me laugh a lot. Like I've been doing this for like ages. This makes me laugh a lot, right? You ready?
Elvis hadn't had a bowel movement in a month.
It's been making me laugh.
I was strung out on heroin.
Oh, I did it too early. I blew it.
You're a wanker.
Someone's saying it's a bit loud. Someone's saying Mandy says volume is good. That's all I need. That's all I need. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. Let me open Skype first. Jesus, what's your problem? So I found a new TV show. John Anderson has a van, and I've been watching that at the expense of everything else. Everything else I've been watching. John Benjamin has a van. And if this were not a radio show, hardly anyone listens on the radio. But I'm thinking of getting rid of the radio. Because we got 16 people listening. You're all watching. Why would you watch? Why would you watch when this is primarily a listening experience, guys? That's the question. That's tonight's question. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to answer that question. Why would you watch when this is primarily a listening experience? 0203 286 6370. Good news for you. Next week's show is going to be at the later time of 10 till half 11, probably, because I'm doing something. I don't think I clicked this. I'm doing something next week, which means I will be out. Stop answering the questions in the chat and do the phones, you absolute idiots. What's your problem? Jesus Christ, what's your problem? Stop answering the questions in the chat and answer it on the phones. It's a goddamn phone-in show, you absolute melts. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. I have vowed... listen, I'm probably never going to get a job on the radio ever again. And if I did get a job on... Imagine... Hang on a minute. Who's this? Okay. If I was offered a breakfast show, I would say no. Drew says, do you want us to call? It's a fucking phone-in show, you absolute... hello, caller.
Come on in and sing with me, hey, little hen. No, when you lay me an egg for my tea.
Thank you very much indeed. Here we go. Now the calls are coming in thick.
If it's purely a visual and audio experience,
come back and do it again when you've got the lines right. So if I were right, I'm never going to get offered a radio show ever again. Right, that's fine. If I were offered, even if I was offered, Drew's getting on my nerves. Drew, you're getting on my nerves. Seriously, phone in or you get a fist in the face. Hello, caller.
Hi, if this is purely an audio experience, why the hell are you streaming it on a streaming platform?
Who said it was purely an audio experience?
You did that. No. A couple of minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I didn't say it's purely an audio experience.
I've actually got it on hand.
Let's play it back? Yes, please. Let's play it.
Yep. Hold up. Yep. Hi, my name's Ian Lee. It's purely...
0203-286-6370. Drew in the... Do you want to phone it? It's a phoning show, you absolute melt. It's nice to have you on board. I will... Oh, God, now they won't stop calling. Hello, caller.
Oh, James Whale, show on TalkSport Radio. Call James Whale, show on TalkSport Radio. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Medium Wave. Oh, James Whale. Show on TalkSport Radio. Blam, 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 blam.
James Whale. Thanks, man. We're going through all the hits. So listen, I'm never going to be offered a radio job ever again, right? And even if I were offered a breakfast show, I'd say, oh, God, I'd say, ain't happening. Listen, there's only 17 people listening on radio anyway. Do we knock that on the head? Do we knock that on the head? The things can be knocked on the head at any point in our lives. It saved me £14 a month. By the way, Radio Anywhere is now ad-free thanks to all of our Patreons. Patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. We got some new Patreons today. Let me big them up because we got some. Oh, that's the wrong email. Let me get to the right email account. We got some new Patreons. I want to say thank you to. Oh no, I deleted them by mistake. I apologize. So, but thank you to everyone at patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. If you're listening to this free podcast, it's free because of the Patreon people, right? Okay, it's free because of the Patreon people. So bear that in mind. Maybe you want to go and support them. If you are listening and you want to give us a few quid, paypal.me/IanLee. But yes, if you want to listen to this podcast, will be free. Go and look for Radio Anywhere on your podcast feed. That's one of the phone-ins tonight. We can't, because Radio Anywhere is, you know, is kind of not a thing anymore. We can't, there's no point in having it labeled as Radio Anywhere on your podcast feed. So we need a new name that encompasses this show and the show that I do with Catherine. So we can say, go and look for such and such on your podcast feed and you'll find it there. I guess my name would probably help me in it. So yeah. So if I would never be offered another radio show, right? If I were offered a breakfast show, I would turn it down. I'd go, I don't think so, because I'm 50 years old next year, right? And a man approaching, hovering around, being over 50 should not be getting up at 5:15 every morning. It's not good. So if, imagine a radio station, hey, Ian Lee, this is a radio, this is Steve FM radio station, and we want to give you a breakfast show. Ain't doing it. We're going to pay you money. Ain't doing it. Bye. Put the phone down, right? So that's what I do. If you're getting up at 5:15 in the morning, you're a mug, right? Whatever it was for, you're a mug. Whether it's breakfast shows or milkmen or teaching, whatever, you're a mug. Just don't do it, right? However, what I thought we could do tonight is have a little bit of fun. So there's two kind of phone-ins, right? The first one is, and you know you can phone in about anything. Charlie says people have to get up earlier and are older than 50. Well, they're mugs, Charlie. They're mugs. Also, I don't believe that. I don't actually believe that people older than 50 get up earlier than 5. I don't believe it. So Cheeky Rascal, thank you for gifting the subs. What was I saying? You put me off there, Charlie, mate. You put me off there, buddy. Never do that again. Well, one of them are my dad, Ian. Liar. Get your dad on the phone. I want your dad on the phone, and I want videographical evidence, please. So tonight, you can phone in about anything you want. We're here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Let's see what happens. You can phone in about absolutely anything you like. However, the two phone-ins are, what can we call the podcast stream for this and the show I do with Catherine? That's the number one. And the second is, if, right, let's create the fantasy breakfast radio show. So I want you to call in with your, if I were to do a breakfast radio show, phone down. But if I were, imagine we have a free reign to do anything we want. We can reshape. So we're on, let's call it Steve FM, right? Because all these stations have got like names, like people's names. Let's call it Steve Hits. Steve Hits, right? So we've got the breakfast show on Steve Hits. The thought of doing a breakfast show makes me want to vomit. But we're doing the breakfast show on Steve Hits FM. Right? They don't say the FM anymore because it's all online, but I'm an old guy. What would you want in your ideal breakfast show on Steve Hits? And people are already saying it's S Hits for sure. Why do they give these radio stations like people's names? Like, I mean, isn't there one called James or something? So, breakfast show fantasy. I'm presenting the tomorrow morning. I'm presenting the breakfast show on Steve Hits FM, right? And but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to put on the fantasy breakfast show. I need your suggestions. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give me a call, you can. We got a guest coming on in a couple of weeks who thinks that Elvis was murdered, right? And you go, here's some of his here's some of his evidence.
Elvis hadn't had a bowel movement in a month.
I've just been doing this the whole time.
You're a cocaine addict.
And it makes me laugh.
I was strung out on heroin.
Can someone tell Harsh? Harsh, we're doing a fantasy. Listen, Harsh, if I ever got offered a breakfast show, it won't ever happen, right? It won't ever happen. Because no one's going to give me a radio gig. But if I got offered a radio gig and it was a breakfast show, I'd go, no, I ain't doing it. I'd slam the phone down on them. But we're going to play a game tonight. It's called Steve Hits FM or S Hits. And it's the breakfast. I'm doing the breakfast show tomorrow. I've got no idea what to do on a breakfast show. You can phone up. Maybe you want me to do some of my greatest hits. Maybe you got something new for me, but we want to do if this was the breakfast show with all of the freedom in the world, what would you do in it? Hello, caller.
Hello. You know, what is it?
Christ.
Andrew Pearce and Kevin, what's his name, often appear on GMB, yeah?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tory Boy and the other guy, yes.
Yeah. So what about me and Gatford?
Oh, Christ.
Doing Discussion Corner on a breakfast show that you run.
Okay. Well, let's do it then. Hang on a second. Let me just do this properly. You know what that music means, guys. It's Discussion Corner. Alistair, what are you guys discussing this morning?
Govey.
Away you Govey, then.
Well, he was on television earlier, and he just seems a little bit affected. I'm not sure whether he's very well.
Can I say something? And this is, can I just actually butt in on, what do you call it, Discussion Corner?
Yes.
Let me just interrupt on Discussion Corner. This is, I mean, we're not talking about Michael Gove at all. This is absolutely nothing to do with Michael Gove. Can I just say, though, cocaine is a really, 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 really horrible drug. Just apropos of nothing that we've talked about so far, cocaine is a horrible, horrible drug, and it makes you act like a bell cheese. Anyway, let's go back to Discussion Corner. Gary, you're
hi
in Discussion
there.
Corner. What would you like to talk about and discuss?
Well, I would like to talk about the fact that a lot of MPs seem very disconnected with the world. A lot of them live in their big mansions and ivory towers, and they don't know what it's like for us real people out here. And I'd like to know what you think.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, Kevin.
Yeah.
And I think what we need to do is to give these...
Discussion Corner is not happening. It is boring. We want good things for this fantasy breakfast show that we're going to be doing tomorrow. For this fantasy breakfast show tomorrow, we are drunk versus stoned. That, did I do a thing called Drunk versus Stoned? So for the Fantasy Breakfast Show that's happening tomorrow on S Hits FM, what would you like? We can do anything, right? The boss has said, Ian, as the bosses always do, you've got complete creative freedom until the end of the first show. They go, what was that? And 3 months later, they come in and go, we really need to talk about this creative freedom that we offered you, right? So hang on a second. Let's see if this is still going on.
Me and you.
How you doing, mate? Oh, you
all right? I'm all right, yeah. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. How's things, you know, with the family?
Things are looking up. Ups and downs still. You know, some days she's good, some days she's not so good. So, you know, it's just like, you know, it's the stupid thing that you say where you just take it a day. It's like, oh, hold on, are you typing or is he typing?
I think Melash can see him typing now.
Because I can hear him typing, so I think we're still on. Hold on. So I did speak to Gove about coming on Discussion Corner, but he doesn't like the idea. The list of his rider was ridiculous. I didn't realise he was such an impressionist.
He was trying to do an impersonation of a prat, and it was.
He did it very well. Yeah. I don't think he needed to try to do that, allegedly.
No.
Yeah, it's getting silly. They're laughing at us now, which I think is sad.
Yeah. Anyway, I think
Discussion Corner is...
I think that Boris Johnson will somehow go.
I don't think Discussion Corner is a winner, guys. Sorry! This is the last Cibo Matto song I'm going to play for a while, right? But they're just so good, right? Aren't they? They're so good, right? They're so, so good. So we've got the Fantasy Breakfast Radio Show, right? 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I see you, so cheeky rascal. I know you're struggling, brother. I know you're struggling. A quick mental health thing, because I don't want to get too heavy, right? But a quick mental health thing. I'm having a very, very low bipolar swing. Very, very low. And it's tough. And it's, you know, I went to bed on Monday at 6 o'clock in the evening. I got up at 11 o'clock the next day. And I've written on, here's a little thing that I've done, because I know this, I'm well enough to know this will pass. This is all a piece of theatre tonight. I'm well enough to know this will pass. And on my whiteboard, I've written down a list of things that I know are good. So I know that there are good things in the world, but my voice is telling me you're a bad dad, you're a worthless piece of shit. It's not saying kill yourself, actually, but it's saying everything you've worked for is a sham, and you're useless. So I've just written down on the board everything that is good. And it's not a huge list, but the Beatles are there. The Beatles are on there. That's all you need to know. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. This is the first of three shows this week. This one is free. You can get the podcast for this free. We need a new name for the podcast feed. If you want the whole show with the music, you got to be a £15 Patreon. And that goes up sometimes straight after the show, sometimes tomorrow morning. Okay, so if you want the full show with the music, it's £15. If you want to support Radio Anyway, if you want to get access to the two shows, the Thursday and the Friday shows, which are on YouTube and are behind a paywall, it's a fiver. We reduced the fee. It's $4.99. So go to patreon.com/Ian and Catherine and sign up for a fiver. And all of you wonderful Patreons are paying for this show. Thank you. So I bought a CB radio, right? I've got a CB radio, and I'm trying to persuade my friend Scott Balcony to get a CB radio. And I didn't sell it very well. I said to him, come on, get one, because I've had it for a week and I haven't spoken to anyone yet. Now, the problem is, this is a tiny aerial. What's that? 2 inches? So I've ordered a bigger aerial. I've ordered an aerial that is 2 feet long. And, I mean, this is what happens when you adjust the squelch. Let's go to the emergency channel, right? This is the emergency channel. Hello, can you hear me? Over. Hello, can you hear me? Over. Nope. Hello, can you hear me? Over. Nothing. So let's scan through the channels, shall we? Let's see. Oh, hello, can you hear me? Over. Hello, can you hear me? Over. See, that's shit. Let's scan. Oh, shit. Hello, can you hear me? Over. Yeah, it's not. So there's no one that uses it, but I'm going to get a bigger aerial, and I think that's going to sort it out, guys. That's what's going to sort it out. So a very low bipolar swing. So this energy that I'm doing here, it's kind of fake, which is okay. Hang in there, judgmental. It's kind of fake, which is okay. It's okay to be kind of fake. But I get little, it's like when you get wind, right? A little bit of indigestion comes up, and then sometimes you burp it out. And for me, there's these little bubbles of mania. I wish we called it manic depressive. I'm going to start calling it manic depressive again, because A, I think that sounds more exciting. And B, I think it's closer to what it is. Bipolar. I've got two poles. Yeah, the manic depressive is closer to what it is. You know, I'm in an intense phase of depression and I'm getting little like gulps of mania coming. That's to me is what it is. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number here every Wednesday between 7 and 9 next week. I'm doing an AA meeting is the thing. So we'll probably be 10 till 11, half 11, something like that. How's about them apples? I'm kind of thinking maybe we knock Radio Anywhere on the head. I don't know, because I'm paying for it. And there's 18 wonderful, wonderful human beings listening tonight. And someone is listening in Auf Dame Deutsch. Auf Dame Deutsch. But part of me thinks, do we just focus on the Twitch and the YouTube? I don't know. These things are all up for discussion. Why does Twitter keep changing it so that I don't see the latest tweets? Okay, so that's where we are. Don't forget, we're trying to create. Imagine I was given a breakfast show and we had to start tomorrow, right? We could do anything we want on there. The program controller, as they always do, like a sucker, like an absolute melt, has said, Ian, you can do anything you want on there. Free reign to do whatever you want. You won't get, just don't break the Ofcom rules. You can do anything you want. Okay. So 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. Let's create the ultimate. Do you want to hear a song about kids who are mentally ill? Do you want to hear? Now, if you're listening to this as a freebie, you won't know what the song is. If you're if you're listening live, you will. And if you're a 15 pounder, you will. It's a song laughing at mentally ill kids. Anyone want to hear that? You want to hear it, Richard? Here you go. It's taking the piss out of mentally ill children. Emily Jane!
My name is Jack and I live in the back of the Grand
They're all mentally ill kids. Some song, right? This bit. It's a weird pop song. I'm kind of getting into Manfred Mann. It's a weird pop song. Emily Jane is in the house. You know, I was thinking of you a couple of weeks, Emily Jane. I thought, I wonder where Emily Jane is. I should send her a little tweet. And I thought, no, she might be dead. And that would be really awkward. Ian, why are you tweeting a dead woman? Nothing to do with me, officer. So I didn't tweet you. I'm glad that you're not dead. If you're watching on Twitch, I've just posted a little link in the chat. It's my eldest boy is entering a YouTube competition. And it would really, really help if you clicked on that and just watched it. It's only about 60 seconds long. And click the thumbs up. That would really, really help. And it would be appreciated. And that would be lovely. Thank you very much. Emily Jane, or someone who's hacked into her account, has typed on the screen, still very much alive. someone, this could be one of them scams. Could be one of them scams I've heard all about. You never know. I want to play you some John. Is it John Anderson? What's the name of the guy? Hang on a minute. I'm really, really. I watch. What, is it John Anderson? John Benjamin. John Benjamin has a van, right? Oh, thank you for all the subs, by the way. We're getting a lot of subs and it's a 18 subs tonight. Thank you. John Benjamin has a van and it's. I watch it and it's the kind of program that makes me think, shit, I want to go and make stuff. But I don't want to go and make stuff, right? I don't. Thank you, everyone who has clicked on that link. It's appreciated. I don't want to go and make stuff, but I watch this John Benjamin thing and it makes me want to make stuff. Catherine, remind me we'll watch it tomorrow because this, of course, is a radio show. That's all this is. This is a radio show. There's no visuals. It's funny. It makes me laugh a lot. 0203-286-6370. I'm fully aware that the reason there's not many phone calls on this radio show is because you want the late night thing. Unlucky. Deal with it. That's just the way it goes. Here's some ideas I have for a breakfast show, right? Let me get my glasses on. So we're going to do a fantasy breakfast show. Here's some ideas I got, right? Oh, I haven't written any down. I thought, oh, shit. Oh, well. I thought I'd written some down. And it turns out I'd only imagined that I'd written some of them down. That's nuts. So I had a session with my supervisor today. You know, I'm training to be a counsellor. There is a chance I could... there is a chance I could qualify in August. If I miss August, the next one's February. And right now it's down to my case study, which I haven't got back yet, and the hours. I need to get 100 hours by the end of July. Right, let's count how many weeks there are, because I think it's 12. So if we don't include this week, right? So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, right? So I've got 64 hours, so I need 36 hours in 11 weeks, right? 3 hours a week, right? If I had 4 hours a week, bada boom, bada bing. 5 hours a week, done. Now, the problem is you can have clients booked in, but they don't always turn up, especially when it's free, when the service is free. They don't always turn up for the free stuff. And I've noticed this when I've done shows. If we give out free tickets, most of the free people don't come. Whenever we do shows and we sell tickets, there's always 12 that don't come. It's not the same people. I don't know. But if I've ever given out tickets, the majority of the people who've got the free tickets do not turn up. There's something about not valuing something that we haven't paid for. And I think it's the same to a certain extent with counselling. It's the same in a lot of things. So I've got one placement, it's going really, really well. I've got another placement where still haven't started to get clients yet. I have two clients lined up, but I haven't got them. And maybe they'll start next week, maybe they'll start the week after, maybe they won't. And here's the punt, right? I have been thinking, right, what I'm going to do is I am going to just go all in and try and get the hours before August, right? And I'm feeling so stressed and so stressed is the word. Stressed is the word. Feeling so stressed and so anxious, right? And I was talking to my supervisor today, and we kicked around the idea of me saying no to the second placement before I sit in front of a client, saying no to the second placement and dropping the race for August and just going, fuck it, we'll just go to February. Do two, three clients a week at the first placement and aim for February. And when, no decision has been made, so please, 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 don't think I have. But when I said that thing, we practiced saying it. And when I said, thank you, Richard. Richard is good. Richard's a clever person. And when I said, I'm going to drop, and this isn't the decision, we practice saying it, I'm going to drop the second placement. I could breathe. I'm not going to drag the second placement, and I'm going to do my best to get there for August, even though there's no guarantee I will. Tension, tension. And I have to listen to my body. So there is a big part of me that's thinking, just drop the second placement. And just do the one and just aim for February. But then there's also part of me that thinks, well, if I just do the first placement, there's a chance I'm going to get to 85, 90 hours. And to miss by 10 or 15 hours is... So it's tough, right? What I need is a grown-up to sit down opposite me and say, Ian, do this. Drop the boy. So at the moment, the second placement, they're only in Wednesdays and Thursdays, right? They're only in Wednesdays and Thursdays. I have got two clients lined up, but I haven't got a date. Don't date the clients, that's inappropriate. No, but you haven't got a date for them. So they might come tomorrow and say, okay, you're starting next Tuesday. If they don't come tomorrow, then it won't be until next week. And the clients are going to be on a Tuesday. So they're only in on a Wednesday and a Thursday. So the early, if they don't tell me tomorrow it's next Tuesday, then the earliest is in 2 weeks' time. You dig? You dig? And then it starts to get a little bit juicy. Then it starts to get a little bit tight. So it is... Hey, El, nice to see you, man. I was thinking about you the other day when I was watching... What was I watching that had time travel in it? What was I watching that had time travel in it? I don't remember. Joe, please don't be vulgar, Joe, on the show. So I'm really up in the air at the moment. Do I sack off the second placement and just aim for February and take it easy like Sunday morning? Whoa, 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 whoa. Or do I stay stressed and possibly give myself a heart attack? Nearly 50. I think this is the song I want to play.
Radio Anywhere.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Elvis hadn't had a bowel movement in a month.
I was strung out on heroin.
Elvis hadn't had a bowel movement in a month.
Swamp Dog? That's some song, right? That's some song. So I want your ideas for the ultimate Ian Lee breakfast show. What would you do? Given the breakfast show tomorrow on Steve Hits FM, we can do anything we want. The suckers, the saps, the suits who haven't got a clue. Said, Ian, you can do anything you want. You can do absolutely anything you want. That's Swamp Dog, total destruction to your mind. You can do anything you want. And we got one day to do it because after day one, they'll go, when we said anything, what we actually meant was not anything. 0203 286 6370. Hello, caller.
crashing this plane with no survivors. Hello, Ian Lee.
Did you see that thing? There was a plane, right? There was a plane ride, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And everyone, this was this week, and there was a plane ride, and everyone on it, just as the plane was taking off, they got a thing on their phones. Everyone got a message on their phone saying, "Do you want to accept some pictures?" And so most people pressed yes. And what they were sent were like dozens
of... Was a picture of a black box recorder?
No, worse. Dozens of pictures of plane crashes.
What a nice thing to do for people.
This was during the... They'd just taken off and then they turned the plane around and landed it because everyone was cacking themselves. That's
that
nuts, right?
That was someone's idea of a joke.
Yeah, that's nuts, right? That's a nuts thing to do. I mean,
it's evil, but it's genius at the same time.
Can I say thank you, Anonymous? Anonymous has just tipped. If you're watching on Twitch, can we get the link for the donations, please? Thank you. It's genius, right? It's evil,
yeah,
but it's genius.
Well, that's the thing. That kind of story might be perfect for a breakfast show.
Oh.
I've got a couple of ideas, because as you know, I used to joke about with Catherine about ideas I had for shows.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll give you a couple of... I've written down a couple of kind of... My salient points I think would be great. Okay. You can tell me what you think.
Yeah,
all right?
Let's do it.
Now, news is never good and it depresses everybody. So what the idea would be is there'll be 1 minute news every hour, but all it will be is a soundbite of someone going, we're doomed, oh, everything's ruined, your life is going to end, it's going to end. And then the presenter, you, would come in and say, glad we've got that out of our system.
And then I go, oh no, hang on, the button didn't work. Why didn't the button work? Oh, then we go,
well.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. People are terrified because they're going to die. Yeah, this is
right.
Good.
And the next one I've got, yeah, would be, you were saying, well, who would want to watch it on a live stream? We deter it, and this is the way we do it. What? The presenters would be nude, and the catchphrase would be for the show, would you Adam and Eve it? And of course,
okay, I'm going to cut you off now because I have no idea. Mr. Funkle here, if I miss your call, I give you a call back. There we go. Hello.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Who is this?
This is a mystery caller, but...
Okay. Hello, mystery caller. Yes.
I've got a great idea for your new breakfast show.
Okay, let's do it. This is the... tomorrow morning, I'm giving the breakfast show for one day only. What can we do?
Well, I thought you could have a food and drink section, and, you know, there's only one man who's really qualified to do that for you.
Who is that?
Bill Buckley, you're all that I see, even though you're not on telly, listening intently on the radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. I don't know what's going on. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. So I tell you what's going on. There's a lot going on. A lot of big decisions need to be made by me. Ian, why are you talking about yourself all the time? Because none of you bricks are phoning in, that's why. Phone in and then we'll talk about you. Otherwise, it's me. What else have I got? I couldn't buy the sport today. I went to look for the sport. There was no sport available. Oh, here we go. Here's a phone call. Let's see who we got here. Hello, caller. Oh, no, we missed him. Let's try this one. Hello, caller.
Hello, Ian. It's Geeky Girl.
Hello, Geeky Girl.
Hello. I enjoyed that mystery caller, but I kind of had a slightly different version of an idea of, like, what he said.
Okay.
Maybe there's room for both. I'm not treading all over his idea.
No.
But you've got a big budget, right, for breakfast show?
Huge, huge, huge.
Yeah. So you can actually aim higher,
yeah.
Right? You can get Rusty Lee to cook up a lovely breakfast.
Ooh. I once saw Rusty Lee shout at a pregnant woman.
Oh, shout something nice.
No, she was bossy. She was bossy to a pregnant woman. It's true. Oh, it's a true story.
Well, I'm sure she meant it nicely.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
No, she didn't. I was in the room with her, Dave Benson Phillips... And I can't remember who else. And Dave Benson Phillips was a delight. And Rusty Lee shouted at a pregnant woman because she hadn't got a cup of tea or something. It was something like that.
Wow. What were you doing name is Rusty Lee and Dave Benson Phillips. May I ask?
Well, if I tell you, it ruins the magic. We were in the green room for one of those Big Brother spin-off shows.
Oh, yeah. It just sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's a good sentence, isn't it? Well, you heard the sentence last week when me and Catherine were in Blackpool. We were talking to Linda Lusardi when Kevin Keegan knocked on the window and waved at us. That's the best sentence I'm ever going to say in my life.
Bloody hell,
it's a true
mate.
Story. True story.
Well, you can't top that, but get Rusty Lee.
Yeah, all right. And then
take care, man.
I'll get Rusty Lee on, and then when she comes in, I'll tell her to fuck off. No, I'll get a pregnant woman. I'll get a pregnant woman for Rusty Lee to shout at her.
Right, controversy will get the ratings up.
Controversy. The fact you say controversy and not controversy. No, controversy. Controversial. I don't know. We missed a phone call. If we miss your call, we give you a call back. It's as simple. It's as simple as that. Let's see who we got here.
Hello.
Ian.
Yes.
Thanks for coming back.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, yeah. So quick question. Have you seen the new Nan movie?
The new what?
The Nan. Nana. Catherine Tate.
Oh, God, no. God, no, I haven't. Why would I?
Oh, you got to watch it. It's funny.
I never used to watch her TV series.
Now's the time to change. You can watch the film, and if you like it, go back and watch TV series.
I'm not going to.
Oh. Okay, well. All right, don't do it then. But you'll regret it. It's a good film.
I won't regret it. The only way I could regret it is if I saw it and didn't like it. So if I don't see it, then there's no regret to be had.
But you might watch it like in 6 months and think, God damn, I wish I watched that when this really cool guy
I won't watch it in 6 months because I won't watch it.
All right, listen, have you watched the Sonic Hedgehog 2 movie?
Yes, I have watched that, and that is so much better than the first one. That's a brilliant movie.
Oh, okay. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Okay, is the Nana movie, where would you place the brow on the Nana movie? Would you place it high, medium or low?
I mean, it's a very personal thing. But personally, I mean, I loved it.
Where would you put the brow?
High
brow. Okay, thank you very much indeed. Who is it? It says I want to smack. Drew, instead of flirting with me in the chat, aren't you phone up? I don't want to punch anybody. I don't want to punch anybody. So instead of flirting with me in the chat, why don't you pick up your telephone and dial 0203 286 6370. Or if you're listening to the podcast of this, you can call that number at any point and leave a message. Oh. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Dean?
Oh, just a minute. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. I don't have much to say.
Oh, Jesus.
I've got some good news about my life. It may or may not be interesting.
No, I'm not. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. Of course I'm interested.
Okay. I got into university.
Oh, mate, that's brilliant.
Yes, I'm going to study artificial intelligence at Sussex University next year.
That is fantastic. Now, what is the situation going to be on your physicality? Are you going to be doing it remotely from the home? Are you going to be doing it from your house? Or are you going to be in a position where you can stride through those doors like the big man?
Stride with gusto.
Yes, sir! That's the best, Dean! Fantastic. Yes. That's absolutely brilliant. Well, let me just go back a little bit. You're not going to make robots that are going to kill us, are you?
No, I'm going to make robots that are going to love us.
Well, sex bots.
Well, not physically love us, emotionally love us.
But doesn't that, if you follow that to its natural conclusion, if they emotionally love us, they will reach a point when they realise that we are killing ourselves with wars and with the environment and stuff like that. So to save us, they would end our lives.
Well,
you fucking know it's true, Dean. Don't sigh and raise your eyes to the. You know it's true, Dean.
They might do, but then what have we lost?
Well, we've lost humanity. Oh, the humanity.
Well, they can take over. They're better than us.
Jesus Christ, Dean, you're a traitor to your own kind. Go away. He's a traitor to his own kind. Well done, Dean. Good work. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very, very welcome. We're getting loads of subs on the Twitch. Let's thank Alex, Cozy Bug, Anonymous for the dono, Catherine, Jen, I'm Too Old to Twitch, George's Woman, Chaz Miller, Hunty, Drew, Pete, Sir Cheeky. He gifted 5 subs. Thank you. Yeah, I think I mentioned that. Crayfish is back in. You think you're slow. That must say you think yours low because it's the wrong. Mr. Mason Games is in the house. So there we go. How are you finding these 7 o'clock shows? Next week it's going to be later. Next week it will be 10 because I'm giving a chair at an AA meeting. But how are you finding these shows? This is week 2 after a month away. And but by the way, all of our patrons, thank you so much. May the Lords bless you. We when we put the prices down and when we took a month off, we thought we're going to take a big old hit financially. And we did take a hit financially, but it wasn't anywhere near as big as we thought. And so many of you, a lot of you stayed on the 666 and the 20 quid. But God bless every one of you that went down to the fiver and the 15 quid. It is appreciated. Hello, caller.
Oh, hello, Ian. This is Alistair speaking.
Hello, Alistair speaking.
I hope you enjoyed our little discussion corner earlier. But I thought I'd ring you about my week.
It was turgid. Yes?
It certainly wasn't. Anyway.
It was moribund.
I had an interesting weekend because I went to see my friend in London.
Yes.
And he still drinks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I had 2 nights sort of in pubs and in a late night dancing place and finished up doing karaoke.
Oh, bloody hell. What did you sing?
Well, I sang My Girl by Madness.
Okay. Okay.
But it was interesting because, like, there weren't that many people in, to be honest.
Yep.
I mean, it was the end of the night and everyone was kind of falling through the door.
Okay.
But no one paid any attention to me whatsoever.
I think that's the best. I think that's the best way for karaoke to be done.
Yeah.
Is people ignoring
me. I was the best singer because I was sober, where everybody else was absolutely splattered.
Yeah. How are you with surrounded by piss heads?
Well, I don't do it that often. I make an exception because this friend of mine is probably my best friend, and I've known him since 1980. So that's a long, long time.
You must be tired.
He also went through very serious alcoholism.
Okay.
And he did a program, and he stopped drinking spirits, but he insists that he's fine drinking lager.
If it works for him, good luck to him.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to him about AA and stopping completely, but he won't have it, which is his decision. I don't, I only do it if I'm with a very good friend who, you know, that's how they still, get their stick. But I still manage to enjoy it. I danced in the dance club sober. I spoke to other people in the club sober, and it was, you know, probably more rewarding than in the bad old days when I was drunk.
Yeah. I was having a terrible low bipolar swing last night. I felt absolutely awful. Do you know who I was chatting to via text?
All right, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Slattery was talking me through my low bipolar swing. What a nice man. What a nice man he is.
Yeah.
He was talking me through my low swing.
Is he okay, as far as you can tell?
Well, I went and... Did I say that I went and had lunch with him the other day? Have I said that in a public arena? I don't know if I did
First
say
I've
that.
I've heard of it.
That was during the month off. Maybe I didn't say that in a public arena. Oh, God. Well, I'll talk about it more tomorrow. But, yeah, I went to his house and I went and had lunch with him. And, yeah, I love that man. I love that man. And he's so... Brilliant. I haven't said it in the public arena. Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk about it more tomorrow with Catherine. Because I want to just work out what I can and what I can't say. But I went round to his house and he was... So charming to me. I love that guy, and he loves me. You know, who'd have thought it? You know, love it. I'm going to play some Noel Coward. He was probably you probably went to school with him or something, didn't you? Same age?
No, please.
This song is apt for any year, any time in humanity. It's called A Younger Generation. Knock, knock, knocking at the door. That's some introduction, right? Noel Coward is so good. Listen to the lyrics, right? Age calls the tune, youth's over soon. That is the natural law. There's a younger generation, knock, knock, knocking at the door. Why sit and fret, vainly regret things that have gone before? There's a younger generation, knock, knock, knocking at the door. Though the world is well lost for love dreams, there's wisdom above dreams. That can't be right. That doesn't make sense. I had all my fun, all that is done. Why should I sigh for more? There's a younger generation, knock, knock, knocking at the door. It's Dylan. It's posh, gay Dylan. I love Noel Coward so, so much. I was so lucky I got introduced to him, not him, his songs, when I was at college. I absolutely love it. 0203. 286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You've not been very good at suggesting things for this fictional breakfast show. And also, we need to come up with a new name for the podcast feed, because this will be under the Radio Anywhere podcast feed. But it seems silly putting it under there, because as well as this... what are you talking about? What's so... Oh, yeah. I don't want to watch the Will Young documentary or the Tony Slattery documentary. Did you get the 20th Century compilation covers? I didn't. I like the original, Richard. I like the original. Thank you, Jimbo, who's still on holiday. So you haven't come up. We need a new title for the podcast feed, because there's a free... This goes out as a free podcast without the music. If you want the music in it, you've got to be the £15 or more. But also we put out a 20-minute podcast of the paywall shows. And and if you want the full podcast, again, you've got to be a £5, £4.99 or above Patreon. But Radio Anywhere is now ad-free. Thank you so much to all of our wonderful patrons. Just to say, next Tuesday at 9 p.m., I'm going to be playing Sea of Thieves with Sean from the computer game show. So if you want to see some of that, sign up to the computer game show. It's TCGS Co. on Twitch, and have a look at that. And also, I'm just posting a little link in the chat. If you click on that, that's my eldest is entering. Look, he's up to 58. He's up to 58 thumbs up already and 125 views. He'll be delighted. He's entering a YouTube competition. He could do with just a few more views. I don't want to put it on Twitter, because once you put it on Twitter, you invite the dark forces, and I don't want the dark forces anywhere near my kids. For as long as I can possibly hold out, I don't want the dark forces near my kids. What to do? If the show's a little bit slow tonight, I am within this bipolar, very low swing. I'm kind of like up two steps. I was down in the valley, and I'm up two steps, but it's still somewhere not great. So it's a little bit harder for me to function. And after this, I will be exhausted, and I'm going to go and watch the end of... what's the guy's name? I can never keep forgetting the guy's name. The episodes are only 20 minutes long. I had to download them illegally. John Benjamin Has a Van. I'm going to go and watch a couple more episodes of John Benjamin Has a Van, because it's hit and miss, but the hits are so damned good. He does a vox pop called Have You Got a Minute? And he goes up to people, Have You Got a Minute? Yep. What do you want me to say? Who is this for? It's so good. And I watched that, and it made my sister ages ago said, Ian, you'll make stuff because you're a maker. And it makes, I watched that and I want to go, I had a really good idea for a dumb TV show that would not have been. He's put that lock at an angle. That's why it doesn't shut properly. Sofa Bum, thank you for the sub. I had a dumb idea a few months ago for like a TV show, like an online show, and it'd be me and David Turners. And we come up with some really good little skits and kind of, you know, interactive kind of stuff. And then you kind of think, well, what's the point? What's the point? You know, you're putting a lot of work and like it will get 150 views. You know, I put in the work writing and performing and David would, and then Ginger Beard Mark or Jeff would put in the effort filming it and editing it, and you get 125 views. What's the point in that? So, but then I watch this John Benjamin and I think, oh shit, yeah, I could do that. I see what he's doing there, and I could actually make that a little bit better. Yes, on Friday, we're joined by Steve from the Beach Boys Basement YouTube channel. It's nerdy, it's niche, but it's really good fun. And it isn't just the Beach Boys he looks at. And I want to talk to him about the Beach Boys, but also about YouTubing and creativity and why do some people... You know, he's not getting huge views. His videos are so, so good. And he's not getting huge views. And you kind of think, why do people create stuff? Why do people make stuff when they know it's not going to have a huge audience? And I find that side of thing really, really interesting. The week after, we've got Chris White from The Zombies, who wrote... Oh, should we play one of his songs that he wrote? Let's have a look. We played This Will Be Our Year. Let's see if we can find something. It's like when you go to a Chinese restaurant and you think, I'm gonna pick something else. And then I always go for the sweet and sour pork. Let me see the songs that he wrote, and let's find a song. Let's find a song. Hang on a minute. Songs written by Chris White. Don't go onto the Twitter and look for Chris White, and because it's awful. Oh, did he write this? Bloody hell, he wrote this. He co-wrote this. I say that as though he wrote this. Flippin' heck. What? Did he? Hang on a minute. He wrote this. Bloody hell, he wrote this. Thinking, what? There'll be babies. Little babies that don't know who Elvis Presley is, but in fact, hang on a minute. Let me just make a quick phone call. Hang on. Hold the line, please, caller. Hold the line. Let's see if... what? My phone's got internet. What are you talking about? Hold the line, please, caller. Drew, stop flirting with me in the chat. Call in. I've just seen what happened, Anonymous. Okay, that one's not available. Let me just try this one. Hold your head up high. That's going to be in my head all night now, thanks.
Welcome to Give Gas Boys.
Jesus, you can't get anybody... these days. Someone just donated £200. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you very much indeed. That is what we can only call appreciated. If you want to sub, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to keep this train rolling, what is it? paypal.me/IanLee. Can you hear me? Can you hear me slowing down? We're not going to make it all the way to 9 o'clock tonight. I'm really, you know, when this finishes, I'm gonna go and have a cry. Hey, it's 10 past. It's 8:15, and it's still light out. That's strange, right? That's peculiar. It's 8:15 and it's still light out. When did that start to happen? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to slow things down a bit. There's some of you that are kind of flirting with me in the chat, and I don't dig that. So call in. You have my full... Drew, you're about to get timed out. Because what you're doing is this thing I've noticed, right, particularly with Twitch, but with other formats as well, that some people like to draw attention from the show to themselves. They draw attention to themselves. And they do it in the chat by going, oh, I'm not going to... Well, you know, and some people contribute, and some people try and draw the attention to themselves. And I like the former. I like the people that contribute. The people that sit there and try and manipulate the chat to draw attention to themselves get right on my noodle. It's look at me, guys. No, don't look at me. No, don't look at me. Look at me, guys. No, what are you looking at? Now, stop it. Stop looking at me. Look at me, guys. And it's just... If you want to be part of it, phone. It's a phone-in show. I don't know what more. And I know I've worked it out. I was really surprised at the lack of calls last week. And then I worked it out. It's because this is 7 till 9. This is not the same as 10 till midnight. It's a completely, completely different thing. And that's cool. And I get it. Oh, hang on a second. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm doing a show right now. They can't see you, but they can hear you. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question because I'm going to ask you a question. This isn't about you. This is about, do you know who Elvis Presley is?
Yeah.
Who is he?
A really famous singer who died, I think.
Okay. And do you know, could you name any of his songs?
No.
So imagine you're tied to a chair and someone's pointing a gun at you, right? This is a horrible scenario. You're only 10. I hope it doesn't happen for another couple of years, right? And that person says, all right, little boy, name me a song by Elvis Presley, otherwise I'm going to shoot your fingers off, right? So you've got to come up with any song title, right? So just make up an Elvis Presley song title. First thing that comes to your head.
King Elvis Presley, I don't know.
King Elvis Presley, that'll do. You know he was known as the King of Rock and Roll, right?
Was he?
Yeah, did you not know that? Okay. What are you up to?
Playing Fortnite with Arthur, but don't worry. I don't need to hang up.
Okay, well, I'm doing... There's everyone on the show. I'm doing the show. I'll speak to you later on.
Ciao, ciao.
Pete says, of course your son's no Elvis Presley. I don't think I've mentioned Elvis. We argue a lot about the bit who's in the Beatles. Listen to this sentence. We argue a lot about who is in the Beatles. How is that an argument? Oh, I watched, I'm feeling low. You've seen the video of Paul McCartney on tour last week singing with John Lennon in the background. Have you seen that? I was in pieces. I watched that yesterday and I was in absolute pieces. And that's beautiful, right? That is beautiful. That's one of my big, big things is... Why would you kill John Lennon? Why would you kill John Lennon? That's one of those things. It's really been on my mind a lot recently. Why? What a loss. What has he ever done? You know, okay, did the rock and roll album and that was terrible. But apart from that, what had he ever done to warrant being killed? It's awful, right, isn't it? Absolutely awful to think someone would do that. What a world we live in. 0203 286 6370. I will be. I'm not. I'm, if you noticed, right, I'm trying. I'm trying something new, and here's my fidget toy. I'm trying something new, and the thing I'm doing is to. And it's tough for me, right, because I've spent the last 6, 7, 8 years doing this. So the thing I'm trying to do is to talk. Excuse me. I'm getting a phone call from number two son. Hello. Yes. Hello. Connecting. Oh, reconnecting.
I just wanted to know what your Twitch was.
My Twitch is twitch.tv.
Yeah.
/
Yeah.
T.
Yeah.
L.
Yeah.
N.
Yeah.
A.
Okay.
Are you joining us?
Thank you.
Thank you, Chazzy. Ciao, Chaz.
Maybe.
All right. Bye. 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 Is don't you dare, Pete. Troll incoming. Is what I'm trying to do, and it's been a conscious decision. Our month off was so good, and it was good in so many different ways. We had so many adventures together and separately. I didn't see as much of Catherine as you know. I normally see her twice a week at least, and then sometimes we'd go out with the kids. But I didn't really see her as much, and it was difficult, and it was, you know, it was. But it meant that we both kind of grew. And we both kind of experienced different things. So when we came back together, we had some kind of, you know, experiences. I'm going to call it material. And one of the things I've decided is I want to share less about, oh, man, I'm feeling so bad. Oh, you know, I'm feeling so miserable. I want to share less about that. And, you know, still acknowledge it and still reflect it. And maybe I've got the balance. It's a little bit too much. I don't know. But share less about it and kind of focus more on fun, I think. It's hard to explain. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're in Florida. Hello, Jimbo. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm growing.
On the way up. On the way up.
Yeah, potentially. Potentially on the way up. How may I be of assistance to you, you beautiful Floridian?
Well, I mean, I haven't been adopted yet here, but it struck a chord with me what you were talking about earlier. Why make things?
Yeah.
When nobody potentially is watching.
Yeah.
You know, and I on my Twitch channel, I average 13, 15 viewers, something like that. Still, you know, that's not a huge audience by any means.
Yeah.
But I do it because it feeds me. It feeds my soul. It feeds my creativity.
Tell me more. What does that mean to you? Because I know what that means to me, but what does that mean to you?
So I get a bit of a buzz. I get a bit of a high. I like it when I've made people laugh. And
by the way, don't delete that message from Drew, because I want to address that. Drew is doing what he always does, making it about himself. Drew, stay there. I'll come to you in a second. Carry on, Jim.
Drew, this is my time.
This is exactly what it is. Look at me. Look at me. Carry on. Sorry, I'm going to stay focused and we'll deal with him afterwards.
Yeah, I haven't even got my Twitch channel out yet. Twitch.tv/Jim Bowen.
Let's get a link. Oh, someone's Mandy's already got it in the chat. He's already got it in the chat.
This Friday we'll be doing the Disney stream. So
beautiful.
So and similarly, you know, I phoned in about the writing before, I applied for the BBC Writers Academy. Well, I got the dreaded email yesterday.
Uh oh.
And it's a no.
Okay. Okay.
They'd had 1,750 applicants.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Stiff competition. And they normally have between sort of 6 and 12 on this course. So, you know, it's really low chances. But I'm going to finish both of the things that I pitched. I'm going to write them anyway. Because I enjoyed doing it. I think they're really good ideas.
Yeah.
And it feeds me.
Yeah.
Feeds spiritually. You know, it gives me joy to get that and to get people's reactions. You were very kind enough to read it.
I thought they were great. Genuinely thought they were great.
And that was really touching, and other people have said it was good as well. So, you know, it's not the only show in town. I'll get them finished, get them polished, and we'll see whether we can get them shipped round. But just the doing will be enough for me. But then I'm in a fortunate position where I'm not trying to make my living out of it at the moment. So, but I think you need to find what gives you joy in the doing.
I think you're right. And we had a really big think about what this is, what this show is, what the paywall is, what the Patreon is. And we've both been doing other jobs and I'm retraining and there's stuff on the horizon. So we both went, okay, well, this doesn't have to be it. This isn't our job. This is part of our job. And if the numbers go down, you know what? That's cool, because the people that stick around are the ones that we want. And the audiences are a little bit smaller. That's cool. And we had this big revelation. So suddenly, beginning of this month, we're not worrying about the numbers. The numbers will be whatever they will be, because this is part of our income. And it'll show in the show. Yeah. Well, and it's only week two, but the shows last week were the best we've done in about 6 months, because we were relaxed about it. We'd done stuff. We'd had some experience. And, you know, this is a big turn. I'm 50 next year. This is a big turning point for both of us. And who knows where we'll be in a year. But yeah, you're right. And it does fascinate me. You with your 13, 14, 15 viewers, Steve, the Beach Boys guy, his videos get between like 300 and 450. And he puts a lot of work in there. And I guess maybe I'm forgotten the art of making art and the fun, that bit's the fun bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the doing and being proud of things. That's it for me.
Yeah.
If you produce something you're proud of,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how many people see it. It's nourishing in its own way.
Shall I cut you off? We missed a call, so let's take this call. Then we're going to deal with Dooby-Doo-Doos in the old chat, who's having a hissy fit and making things up. But keeps coming back, despite knowing this ain't for him. Hold your head up high, hold your...
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Who may I be speaking to?
You may be speaking to Ian Lee.
Oh, Mr. Lee, hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, you just called me, didn't you?
I did. I've got other calls coming in.
Okay, all right, you're popular. Not many of my listeners are. Okay.
Hello. Anyway, yes, I'm so glad you're at a time where I can actually ring you, because I've got young people in my life.
Okay.
And the 10 till 12 thing is like very hard for me to make phone calls.
Well, this is it. So many people said, oh, no, we're going to miss 10 till 12. And then a few people went, oh, no, this is much better. Next week is going to be 10 till 12 because I have a commitment. But I'm also aware this is a completely different vibe. And I prefer the vibe of the 10 till 12, but there's something that's coming up in a couple of months that means I can't do the 10 till 12. All will be revealed in time. But well, I'm glad you're able to make this show.
Well, we can chat.
What would you like to chat about?
Did you or are you aware of a place called Aldbury, which is near Tring?
Well, I know Tring. I live very near Tring. I don't know Aldbury.
Right. Aldbury is a really nice village that has the most amazing May Day fair.
Oh.
Which you obviously missed.
Oh.
And there was a band, like a bluegrass folk band called Hey Nonny Nonny.
Ooh.
And they did a cracking version of Last Train to Clarksville. And I thought, I bet Ian Lee would like this.
Oh, my God, I would have absolutely loved that. Hey Nonny Nonny doing a bluegrass version of Last Train to Clarksville. I genuinely, that's the best sentence that's come out of my mouth all day.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad it's made your day.
That sounds like fun. I, do you know what? I didn't do any May Day things. I don't think I had the boys. I think I just spent that weekend doing nothing. It was the first weekend where I had no commitments and I did nothing.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. I recommend it go next year, take your kids. It's like the Woodstock of Village Fates.
But can you remind me next year? Because I'll forget.
I will ping you a reminder.
All right. Nice one, man. Thank you very much. Nice to talk. Oh, I cut you off. Didn't mean to cut him off. So Drew says, oh, you really are pathetic. No point calling. You've turned everyone in this chat against me. I've not seen anyone, Drew, I've not seen anyone criticise you in the chat. How nice you are. Actually, you are pretty horrible, really, especially for somebody who preaches peace and love, claims to be a counsellor. I don't claim to be a counsellor. I'm not a counsellor. I'm certainly not a counsellor, and I'm not a counsellor, and constantly begs for money. Don't beg for money. I give service. I charge. I give services for my money. Steady. Fraud. And then he's written Foxtrot Oscar because he's too scared to write F off. No one said anything. Drew, you, listen, you keep coming in and look at me, don't look at me. And then you phone up and then we have an argument and then I sideswipe you by being really quiet and then say something that completely sideswipes you and you're, it takes the air out of your lungs and you then, you know, after 10 minutes of ranting, we get 10 minutes of a broken man sharing his life and stuff like that. And it's cool, but I'm bored of that. So, but it always ends up the same way. It always reaches a point where you're getting really angry with me. And I wonder who you think I am. Who am I? Who are you projecting onto me? Well, am I your dad? It's generally dads. It's generally dads. Could be mum. It's unlikely. Could be dad. Could be a teacher. So who is it? Who are you projecting on me? Who am I? Who is? Where is? I keep sniffing, and that's not very nice. Let me blow my nose. What are you projecting on me? What is the transference? Who am I? Who am I? Because I think once we establish that, we can go quite a long way. Listen, you can call up if you want. I don't care. I'm assuming you're still in the chat. You may not be. I don't really care. I'm done caring. But everything that you've said in your message is either a lie or is factually incorrect. So, you know, it's cool, man. Again, in this month off, I am learning, I'm teaching myself to care less. You know, I think that's part of the thing that's worn me out is caring too much is to care less, to care about the things that are important to me, my loved ones, my kids, my work, and to be interested. There's some of you watching this who I consider to be friends. I hope you know who I'm talking about. One of them was the last caller. No, not the last caller, the caller before that. But I don't know. We're going back to the point that I was making. Hang on a minute. What? No. Oh, God, hang on. Oh, my son is saying, what's my Twitch login? I don't know. I can't help right now. Try that email and the usual. I do apologize. Excuse me. Yeah, a bit busy right now. What was I saying? He doesn't. No. He doesn't have a Twitch login. He's under 13, of course. So, oh God, no. No, what are we talking about? It's one of the things is giving less of myself emotionally during the show. And I think it's really, really healthy. And I'm learning about barriers. If you want me to get all Rogers on your ass, previously I had an external locus of evaluation, which meant I need approval. I've said this before, approval from you and from everyone outside. And I'm developing an internal locus of evaluation where I'm enough. I am enough. When you're in the thralls of a low bipolar swing, all the rules turn to rubber. But that's where I'm at. And I think the show is going to be different. Jim Adebo. I forgot. Jim has sponsored the show. right? But you're not having tonight's show because I haven't done it. So next Radio Anywhere, sponsored by Jim Adebo. Jim, I'm so, so sorry. The next show is going to be sponsored by Jim Adebo. Adebo, Adebo. That's who the next show is going to be. No, apology is needed. Apology is needed. And Drew has disappeared. I mean, just with a name like that, it's like, look at me. Should we have another song? I'm enjoying the show tonight. Let's go right down to the bottom of... what's this? Nope. Oh, this is an insane song, right? This is Frank Sinatra Jr. This is insane. It starts off as one thing and then turns into something else, baby. Some song, huh? Some song. That was The Brotherhood of Man. Before that, it was Frank Sinatra Jr. who was kidnapped. Well, no, who was it who was kidnapped? Was it Frank Sinatra Jr. or was it Dean Martin's song who was kidnapped and Dean from Jan and Dean was involved in it? Richard, who am I thinking of? Which one was it? Oh, there we go, Drew. Cancelled sub, now blocked. Thanks for the low feeling. Regardless, good luck. I'll tell you good luck. I can't make you feel anything. You're feeling it yourself. I don't think you were subbed. You weren't subbed. I don't think you can cancel a sub on Twitch. Dude, listen, you're struggling, right? And every time you struggle, you come and take it out on Daddy. And no, it wasn't John Paul Getty's son. You come and take it out on Daddy. And you know what? It's not fair. It's not fair. Take responsibility for your own life. That's it. Take responsibility for your own life. It was Frank's son, was it? I don't think it was Frank Sinatra Jr. It might have been the other one. And he was kidnapped by a friend of Jan and Dean's. And they gave him the money. Jan and Dean gave him the money, thinking it was just like a loan to a high school friend. But the money was to kidnap Frank Sinatra's son.
I'm in now.
Okie dokie. So, Drew, first of all, your name isn't funny. Secondly, take responsibility for your life. Stop every 6 months, whenever you feel crap, coming on my show, hijacking the chat and blaming me. Blaming me. Take control of your life. Okay? Goodbye. That's it. I'm done. I ain't doing that little dance no more. I ain't doing the dance with you no more. 0203-286-6370. There's only a few minutes left. Retro kidnapping. Yeah, it's a fascinating story. And I think Dean got pulled in by the police and questioned about it, you know, and there was a chance he was going to go to prison. It's an incredible story. The Frank Sinatra song was called Black Night. I'm going through a bit of an Elvis phase. Steady on. I'm going through a bit of an Elvis phase. Because I'm reading this great book about Elvis and I'm absolutely loving it. And I do like late 60s, early 70s Elvis. I think the voice is just incredible when he gets a little bit swampy. I love that swampy sound. I don't like the calling him Fat Elvis because actually he's not that fat. Right at the end he was. I watched a little bit of that. You know that last concert? It's pretty much he died like 3 weeks after it. And he's not fat, he's bloated. And he's mumbling and he looks awful. He's just kind of like, he's got moon face. And his singing's great. And but the speaking is awful. And it's fascinating. But I never think he was really, he was never really fat. But also, so what? You know, he took a lot of pills. Kimbo Collab, are you in the chat before I continue on this? Oh, hang on, we got a phone call. Hello, caller.
Excuse me.
Yes, hello.
This is the Milky Way partnership, and we are partnered with the Chocolate Milky Way.
Oh, what? Okay, yeah, I've heard of you guys. You're huge.
And I just wanted you to sign a contract on to make sure that the Milky Way can pass the test.
Okay, before I sign any contract, what test? I'm a little bit confused. What was your name? Sorry.
Jeffrey.
I'm a little bit confused, Jeffrey. The Milky Way has to pass a test
to become partnership with the Chocolate Milky Way.
Oh, so I have to pass a test.
Yeah.
Okay, and what I mean is, I hate to ask this question, Jeffrey, but is there money involved?
Yeah.
Wow, how much money is involved?
£1,000.
£1,000. I am in. Okay, what's the test that I have to pass to get partnership with the Milky Way?
You just have to tell me a funny joke, and if I laugh, then you can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
You,
all right. Okay. Why did the dog cross the road?
I don't know.
To go and visit his really annoying dull friend. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's the dog.
I'll be forwarded to
your email. Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much, Jeffrey. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for visiting Stanathon.
Thanks very much, Jeffrey. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I got the Milky Way contract. I got the Milky Way contract, guys. You heard that? I got the Milky Way. You heard that, guys? I got the Milky Way contract. Got the Milky Way contract. Wanted the Milky Way contract for so long. I've wanted the Milky Way contract for so long. I've got it. It's £1,000. It's amazing. Oh, I'm so upset. These are tears of joy, right? I got the Milky Way contract. Yes, sir. Oh, God. Oh, this is the best day of my life. Drinks are on me. Everybody, go and have a drink. Everybody, go and have a drink. I got the Milky Way contract. £1,000. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. Everybody, go and have a drink. It's on me. Kimbo Collab, go and get a drink. Lulu, Jimbo, Oozalum, Bee Sprinkler. Go and get yourselves a drink. This one's on me. Oh, this is so good. The Milky Ways are on Lee. 0203. Oh, God, it's nearly 10 to 9. We're nearly finished. Tonight's been a right old laugh. This show will go out free for... Yikes indeed, little boy. Chowsy chow chows. This show goes out free if you look for Radio Anywhere on your podcast feeds. We need to come up with a new name. If you want the whole show with the music, you gotta be a 15 pounder or not. I don't know if you 15 pounders even listen to it, but I just thought it was kind of... I thought it was kind of a nice thing to do. Who knows? You may want it, you may not. Next Tuesday, 9 o'clock, I am going to be playing Sea of Thieves. So if any of my children watching, I'm going to be using your login on the Xbox next Tuesday. So thank you. I'm going to be playing Sea of Thieves with Sean from the Computer Game Show. I'm looking forward to it. I've done the Sad Times Indeed. Sad music plays in the background. I'm going to be looking forward to that. Tomorrow night, we're on 7 till 10, me and Catherine. A nice chilled Zoom show. We'll put the Zoom link out again. We had so much fun last week just putting the Zoom link out. And for some reason, let me just check my CB radio. Let's see if there's anybody on the CB. Hang on, let's try this. Hello, can anyone hear me? Over. The signal's supposed to go further in the evening. Hello, can you hear me? Over. Got a CB, kids. Fortunately, there's no one in it. Can you hear me? Over. Let's go to... See, I think that's someone speak. Let's go to the police channel. Hello, can you hear me? Over.
This is the police. Get out of the goddamn channel, you piece of trash.
Hello, can you hear me? Over. Oh, united we stand, divided we fall. Should we play a song that my kids like? Should we play a song that my kids like? This is for my kids.
A, B, C, two friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can love a ghost.
I just played that song by Gail that you like. I didn't know there were swear words in it. But it doesn't matter.
Guess,
I got the best news. I got the best news. You ready? I got the Milky Way contract! I got the Milky Way contract. That's £1,000 guaranteed, dude. This is amazing. I'm so cool. This is the coolest thing, right? So I'm going to take you out for a really, really expensive posh dinner at the weekend. Champagne, caviar, frog's legs, cake cooked in gold. This is so cool, man. I'm so thrilled. And I wanted you to be the first person to know. I got the Milky Way contract. You don't seem very excited. What's wrong? Chowsy chow chows! My kids are weird. My kids are weird. No, I've just done bad. I don't want to ban. We're done. Thank you for that. Enjoyed that a lot, kids. Enjoyed that a lot. Why won't that come out there? That was fun. Back tomorrow night. We're back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, but tomorrow night and Friday night, you can only see them if you're a Patreon. They're behind the paywall. Really, really simple. It's a fiver. We've put it down to a fiver, and that fiver not only gets you two paywall shows a week, full podcast and full video. So sorry last week's took so long to get up. We had a trouble with the Papa Dom song. It also gets you access to hundreds of hours of other bits and pieces. Tonight has been an absolute gas. I've really enjoyed it. And we're going to go and do a raid. I don't know who we're raiding. I just saw this guy. I was doing quite a few things during those last couple of songs. And one of them was finding out who we're going to raid. Patreons, hopefully see you tomorrow. If you're not a Patreon, go and sign up now. Otherwise, thank you very much. Good night. God bless.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.